Chris Hedges of the New York Times has spent a few days traveling out in Serbia's countryside, trying to assess how far, how fast the news and the spirit of the demonstrations might indeed be spreading. In terms of media, Belgrade is self-contained. In the small towns and in the country, people mostly rely on state-controlled television. Chris Hedges went to a mining town about 100 miles southeast of Belgrade, the town of Bor, one of many places where an opposition election victory has been overturned.
That whole smelting and mining complex has 15,000 workers. They are poorly paid by even the standards of Eastern Europe. They make $200 a month, but highly paid by the standards of Serbia. They are militant. They are strong. They have always taken the lead. For instance, they struck 2 years ago and doubled their salaries. They are really the backbone of the blue-collar class in Serbia, and if they were to join this protest, Milosevic would be in very, very serious trouble. This country doesn't export much. It doesn't produce much, frankly, that anybody wants to buy, but copper is one of their few successful exports.
What would bring the miners to the point of striking, do you think?
Well, the miners are very fearful. Jobs are not easy to get, especially what are considered relatively good-paying jobs. The town is saturated with secret police. It took me over an hour and a half to find the opposition headquarters because nobody wanted to take me to it. And when I found a miner who finally agreed to take me to it, he pulled the hood of his gray coat up over his head and kept his face down towards the sidewalk and bent towards the wall because he was terrified that somebody would see him even approaching the headquarters and he wouldn't even go inside. So the usual sort of methods of control of a police state are firmly in place. The miners have also been told by the managers repeatedly over the past few days that any kind of work stoppage, any kind of strike, would see them immediately lose their job.
So how will, on what basis will they make the decision?
I would suspect that they would. I didn't sense that they were. The opposition, of course, is organizing, printing clandestine pamphlets, trying to get them to support it. I didn't sense that they were close to getting miners to back them. I think the opposition hopes that the protest can go on long enough that the miners will feel emboldened, feel that there's enough of a chance that they could, if not bring the regime down, at least bring about major changes in the government. I think they might step out. You know, the main complaint of the miners, by the way, is extremely dangerous and inadequate working conditions in the mines. It's a very dangerous place to work and terrible toxic emissions. There's a lot of sickness, a lot of respiratory illnesses, a lot of cancer. And when the local opposition parties ran in the town of Bor, the issue of, you know, cleaning up these industrial toxins was the number one issue and was the issue that propelled them into office. And that, for the miners, is a big point. Partly because all their children are sick. When they smelt this copper from Portugal that has a high mercury content, they have to send the kids out of town.
In other places that you went to out in Serbia, did you find that people knew what was happening in Belgrade, cared what was happening in Belgrade?
People do care, and people are interested. But I don't know how much they know. I mean, it's word of mouth. And, I think that until the opposition gets a better sort of system going whereby they can communicate with opposition leaders in the provinces and can get information to people on the street, they're going to have a tough time turning what is, in essence, a protest in a few cities into a nationwide protest.
Chris Hedges of the New York Times talking with us from Belgrade.